Good day, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. We have a corporate update and introduction for you all. But before we get into my conversation with Maritime Resources, quick look at the numbers. We are recording this about mid-morning. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours after the market open. Gold is flirting on breaking out of this squeeze here. I said on Twitter not too long ago, could be a very interesting week. Gold right now, December futures basis, $1,970. Silver right now is hanging in there. It's gold is outperforming silver, but silver obviously having another nice day, up to $27.45. Both the miners per the GDX and GDXJ both have nice green candles as well. So we will see how this day progresses and into the week as we head into the FOMC meeting midweek. But it's something to be watching closely if you don't watch closely already. All right. Happy to have an introduction to Maritime Resources and the CEO of that company, Mr. Garrett MacDonald. Garrett's joining us from Ontario. Garrett, welcome to Mining Stock Daily. How you been?
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
We will consider this your warm-up to all the Beaver Creek Precious Metals Summit and all the other fall virtual meetings that you have on the docket. But it's really exciting season right now. You know, not only for the industry in general, but for maritime. You guys have had a lot of news out recently.
Yeah, it's been good. We've been very busy this summer. We've completed two financings for over $12 million this summer. And we've got three drills running at site with a lot of good things happening. So yeah, it's been very, very good summer, very busy.
Your gold project, the Hammerdown Gold Project, has a very interesting history prior to you taking control. It's also in a very interesting jurisdiction, and I would like to have the conversation about Newfoundland and Labrador right off the bat. It almost seems like one of the most up-and-coming jurisdictions in the entire world right now, although it shouldn't come as a surprise to a lot of people. But there's a lot of exploration and development happening. Can you give us a comment on Maritime Canada here?
Yeah, no, it is. It's a great jurisdiction. It's the first time I've worked in the province in my career. I've been worked on a number of projects around the world. And no, I think it's fantastic. We've got a great jurisdiction here. It's a province that actually wants you there. They actually want mining. They have a very good framework for exploring and developing projects. And as long as you do things right, you should be able to move ahead. And, there's a lot of exploration going on. Exploration in Newfoundland, was really, I think, mainly been prospecting for a long time and shallow drilling. So we're seeing, new zones showing up at depth on our own projects, a lot of potential, even in around Hammerdown, where we, it was an operating mine back in the early 2000s, but they operated here with a cutoff grade of between 8 and 9 grams per ton due to low gold prices at that time. So a lot of potential outside of the old workings, which is where we're focused on right now.
So let's focus on Hammerdown. So you did mention that it was a previously operating mine, shut down from bankruptcy about 15 years ago or so. I guess, obviously the market's different. Precious metals market is different. Is that really the true case of you going back in there and providing a strategy to get this thing up and going again? Or do you plan on, how much opportunity is there to expand the resource and make the economics better in general?
Yeah, so Hammerdown was shut down, by Richmont Mines back in 2004. They basically ran out of ore that they considered economic at that time and went on to other things. The company certainly wasn't bankrupt, but that was their strategy as a company. They developed advanced assets and mined them and moved on to the next one and didn't spend a lot of time on exploration. So we're dealing with what's left behind. The resource that we're looking at now, we have about 1 million ounces in total resources there. So, and that's a great resource base to get started for a starter project like Hammerdown, which we think can be a really high grade and low capital starter project for us. The PEA study we looked at in February showed us a 70,000 ounce a year mine plan with low capital costs, and keeping the capital low is a big focus for us. So we're looking at developing a brownfield site and sending the mill to a process plant and a tailings pond that are already constructed. So that's how we keep the capital costs down. And the cash flow from that operation would help us grow the business to over 100,000 ounces per year through exploration, we think. There's a lot of targets in and around Hammerdown and also our new Whisker Valley project that look very interesting. And, at Hammerdown, exploration just really wasn't a big focus really over the years at lower commodity prices. Very shallow drilling historically, nothing really below 200 to 300 meters in depth, which, for Canada, that's very shallow. So we think there's potential for additional Hammerdown style deposits, both along strike and at depth. So we have three drills going right now. We have two at the Hammerdown project, and we have one at our new Whisker Valley project.
When I was doing a little bit of research on Hammerdown, I kept on thinking, it's like, this sounds like a very similar story as Aurelius in Nova Scotia. And then turns out that Mark Ashcroft, the CEO of Aurelius, is also on your board. So it's like, oh, it makes perfect sense. And so I was just kind of thinking to myself, how many of these type of projects are left out there in Maritime Canada that maybe has infrastructure remaining from a project that just went, 15, 20 years ago? Is there more of these type of opportunities out there in the districts?
I think there's several. You mentioned Aurelius. That's another good one, similar to Hammerdown, historic operation with a lot of upside. And I think what it needs is a fresh look with putting the money into the ground and doing the drilling, doing the environmental work, doing the technical work, getting the community engagement off and running, and getting good support for these projects. And then if everything comes together, then you can move ahead. And having good shareholders like we do with Dundee Goodman and Sprott 1832 Asset Management, we're very confident to move ahead and spend the kind of money that we are on the Hammerdown and Whisker Valley.
With Hammerdown, recent drill results, just running over some of the numbers from the headlines, close to 30 grams per ton gold over 2.16 meters. That was reported in late July. A couple weeks ago, reported 18.81 grams per ton gold over 1.8 meters. Obviously, really nice grades. But the widths of these veins are pretty narrow. But is this pretty typical of the mineralization throughout the area and what they found historically?
Yeah, historically, those would be similar grades and widths to what they found historically. And that's the nature of Hammerdown in general. It's high grade, narrow veins, in parallel. They're vertical. They could be half meter wide. They could be 2 meters wide. But there are dozens of them kind of swarmed together in a package. So we've looked at starting with an open pit, which makes sense, before going underground to keep the capital down. Yeah, we know that they're narrow, and we will take dilution along the way when we mine them, which is why we've been looking into ore sorting technology as a way of discarding any dilution before sending the ore over to the mill down the highway. So the test work's still ongoing for that, but it does look really good, and sorting works well in deposits like this. So where we're dealing with quartz veins, where there's a clear color distinction between ore and waste, and as well as x-rays looking for higher density particles, that's where the pyrite is, and that's where the gold is. So it's interesting, the very similar results that we've been getting on Hammerdown compared to a project in Northern Ireland that I worked on. It's called Dalridian, the Curraghinalt project, and very high-grade, large resource in Northern Ireland, and geologically very similar to Hammerdown. So we think that there's a lot of exploration potential above what we already know, and that's why we're drilling like we are at that site. Mm-hmm.
I, before that, there was, you did have an intersection of over 8 meters wide. So, it's, you know, you're not confined to that 1 to 2 meter type of of scope in the veins. There could be opportunity for
expansion. Think that there's many opportunities for new things. I mean, you got to remember when Richmond was here mining in the early 2000s with an 8 to 9 gram cutoff at $280 an ounce, you know, they were focused on survival and high grade. So they weren't really looking for other areas, lower grade material. We're finding that that mineralization showing up in new areas that they never could look at. And, you know, 2 to 3 gram material in an open pit definitely is a nice grade. So sampling really was maybe not the best back in those days, but they weren't really looking for lower grade material that would be considered high grade for us. So we see a lot of opportunity and even just sampling within the old mine plan, and then now we're finding new zones that are showing up outside of that look to be economic. So we'll be updating the resource later in the year. That'll be the basis for our feasibility study into next year. And it's looking really good so far.
So the resource estimate looks like there's going to be some expansion once that's published. And, you know, what is, if you kind of look back throughout the rest of this year and maybe the half of next year, what does success at Hammer Down look like for you, Garrett?
Well, I think success for a number of things. Number one, we want to make sure that the project is permitted. So we've submitted our project registration already to the government, so we're waiting to hear back on that. Good local support. We had letters of support from the two nearby communities. We just recently hired a new VP of Environment and Sustainability to manage community relations, environmental studies, and take care of the permitting for us. A local guy right down the road from the mine coming to us from Kirkland Lake Gold. So great local skills to be had here. Another kind of key success factor for Hammer Down coming up will be our feasibility study. So once the new resource is in our hands, we'll carry on with the mine planning and the capital and operating cost estimation. So we're looking for a feasibility study in the second half of next year. And really, I'd like to see as well potential to expand Hammer Down through exploration, which is why we have the two diamond drills really focused on that now. For the first part of the summer, they were focused on infill and grade control drilling that we need as you move into feasibility to tighten up the resource and remove as much inferred ounces and convert them over to measured and indicated. With narrow vein deposits like Hammer Down, the more information you have, the better. So it's really about sampling, and we increase that tremendously with 10,000 meters of new drilling going into the resource. So now we're branching out to exploration, where we hope to find extensions of the Hammer Down deposit along strike, which we have about a 5 kilometer strike length that remains largely untested, and especially at depth where limited drilling has ever occurred below 250 meters. So
You also have early exploration happening at your Whiskey Valley project, which is just, I think, 10 kilometers away from Hammer Down. So not far away, but this is an interesting twist, because not only does it have about the same types of mineral, grades with gold, higher grades of silver appears, and also decent copper grades from just early sampling. Can you comment on Whisker Valley?
Yeah, you bet. Now, Whisker Valley is a kind of a sleeper story, I think. It's a large land package. We're finding veins that resemble Hammer Down, pyrite, sulfides, and quartz veins. Over the last year, we've been doing a lot of prospecting, geophysics, just a systematic kind of top-down approach to exploration. And in this year, we're mobilizing a diamond drill. It'll be there this week to test some of these targets. Really interesting results. We had some news out last week about that, where, you know, we're finding now that these veins are showing up in the bedrock. So as before, we've noticed a lot of float or boulders in the area, fully mineralized with high-grade gold, silver, and copper. But now it's exciting to find it in bedrock, which, of course, is a lot better. So we're seeing good grades of gold, silver, and copper showing up. So we're trying to figure out what these what these veins mean. It's nice to see that they're there, but are they, you know, are they telling us that maybe there's something bigger and better below them? You know, that is, you know, a big heat source that has caused these veins to be created. So, it's exciting. It's a brand new project. It's early days, but certainly looking good so far.
Since this is just a first conversation introduction of Maritime for our listeners, let's cut through some of the numbers. Can you talk about how much money you have in the bank now after closing this $8.5 million private placement, and then also give us a rundown of your share structure?
Yeah, you bet. So we're sitting right now at around $10 million in working capital. So we always talk about working capital. So we're really well set up that way. Our share structure, we have just over 300 million shares outstanding. We have about 50 million warrants. Some of those are expiring this year in November. The remaining warrants would expire in April of next year. We're sitting right now with a market cap of around 50 million Canadian, again, with 10 million in working capital and no debt. Our major shareholders would include Dundee Goodman Merchant Partners, sitting probably close to 19%. Between Sprott Capital and Sprott Asset Management would be another roughly 17%. And 1832 Asset Management as well is our third largest shareholder.
Okay. You keeping any connections, shareholders from your previous position from Delradian over to Maritime?
I don't know if they were shareholders in Delradian in the past. I'm not sure. We did actually bring we were fortunate enough to add Delradian COO Eric Tremblay agreed to be an advisor for us. He's got a great experience developing and building mines and dealing with high grade narrow vein quartz deposits like Hammerdown. So we're fortunate to get his expertise on our project as well.
You know, I think a lot of people who are privy to junior mining would look at that share count and maybe be a little bit concerned that it's a little too much. You know, any comment on that? I know there's a number of companies out there, specifically in Maritime Canada, that do have over 250 million, 300 million shares out. Do you find this to be an issue at all through your conversations?
Yeah, I think sometimes it does get brought up. I still believe that we're undervalued compared to where we are as in terms of, you know, priced NAV. We're on the very low end of the developer kind of spectrum. So I think that there's certainly the chance to re-rate as we go further into a production decision and through more exploration. So at the moment, we don't have plans for a rollback, if that's what you're wondering. I think we're in good shape to continue pushing ahead with the $10 million in working capital that we have.
All right. Garrett, you should be nice and warmed up. I'm sure this won't be the last time this week you have that conversation.
So, no, we got a few meetings lined up. Yeah.
Good luck. Best of luck to you and the team. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And again, being from Colorado, it's a little sad because the Beaver Creek Precious Metals Summit's the only time of year where everybody comes to me. So I'm sure it's going to be a raging success for you and the other companies presenting.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the time to hear the story. It was great to meet you.
That is the president and CEO of Maritime Resources, Mr. Garrett McDonald. Maritime Resources trades on the TSX Venture with the symbol MAE.